This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you on the road this morning? Well, today's expected to be one of the busiest days of the holiday season on the roads. Saturday is also expected to be busier than usual. You could see travel times up to 20% longer than usual if you're driving for the holidays, says INRIX. That's the transportation data provider. And as the new year arrives, so will some changes at the border. The AP's Donna Warder.
Beginning in March, Texas will give police broader power to arrest migrants and allow judges to order them out of the U.S. The new law signed by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott comes 2 years after the state launched a smaller-scale operation to arrest migrants for trespassing, in which landowners along the border enter agreements with the state to authorize the arrests on their land. That's resulted in nearly 10,000 arrests.
This morning, the U.S. military is opening a new chapter in how it investigates and prosecutes major crimes, putting independent lawyers in charge of those decisions. This includes sexual assault. Israel's been active in the past few hours in the war with Hamas.
Israeli forces have bombarded cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza overnight and into Thursday, killing dozens of people. Israel's military air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory and has forced thousands more to flee from homes and shelters. Much of northern Gaza has been leveled, largely depopulated, and isolated from the rest of the territory for weeks. Many fear a similar fate awaits the South. I'm Karen Chamas.
More Americans applied for unemployment last week, but not enough to raise any concern about the labor market or the broader economy. That news is just into us. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, asked by a voter about the reason for the Civil War, didn't mention slavery, but said it was about the role of government and freedom. This is AP News. Donald Trump racks up a victory.
Former President Trump is staying on the ballot in Michigan. The Michigan Supreme Court says it will not hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling from groups seeking to keep Donald Trump from appearing on the state's primary election ballot. The court says it did consider an application by parties wanting to appeal a December 14th Michigan Appeals Court judgment, but it was not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by the court. This ruling contrasts with the December 19th decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, which found Trump ineligible to be president because of his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. I'm Mike Hempen.
The last member of the famous U.S. Army World War II jungle fighting unit, Merrill's Marauders, has died. Russell Hamler was 99. He died Tuesday. He'd been living in the Pittsburgh area. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.